With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress for the first time on April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invite to Biden on Tuesday. President Biden's vaccination campaign hit a snag when federal regulators recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson shots, but the White House is holding out the move as a validation of the president's measured approach during the rollout. Biden administration officials pointed to the action by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as proof that they're putting safety first. There's concern about the effect on those Americans who are already leery of all virus vaccines, but Biden said there's enough that's 100% safe for every single solitary American. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested a man following the death of his five-month-old child. 20-year-old Ricardo Ocana is charged with capital murder in the death of five-month-old Austin Flora. Ocana is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Johnston Taylor, the teen charged in the wreck that killed Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula in 2019, has been granted youthful offender status. He is charged with two counts of manslaughter. His arraignment is now set for April 28th. And the Alabama Senate has approved lottery and casino legislation. Senators voted 23-9 Tuesday for the proposed constitutional amendment that would establish a state lottery and allow 9 casino sites in the state. The bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let's go to phone to our good friend John Williams, a Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you today, my friend?
Dan, you know what? I think if I was doing good as you, I'd be doing great, because you sound like you're really spunky and peppy today. You must be having a good day.
I'm doing well today.
I am so glad to hear that. You know, I just tell you what, you're one of those people just unstoppable. And I tell you, I admire that about you.
And so do a lot
of other folks. They've mentioned that to me as well. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I appreciate the kind words.
You betcha, buddy. Yeah, I hear a lot of people, they say, yeah, that man's something else. It doesn't matter what gets thrown at him. I mean, he just takes it and goes. And I tell you what, that's just so impressive. You know, we're talking about Mortgage Corporation of the South, folks. You know, I can tell you right now from just being the one that started the business 26 years ago, the one that's worked in the business all these years, you can look around, and I say this with pride, I really do. I'm very proud of this, and I know the staff members that work there are very proud of it as well. You can look around wherever you want to, and you will not find another company that does business the way we do. And also, you won't find another company that offers what we offer. We have just about something for just about everybody that comes through our doors, just about, okay? And what I mean by that is, if you want to buy a home or refinance one that you already have, that's great. Whether your motivation is to refinance it for a lower rate or cash out, debt consolidation, home improvement, the list goes on and on. Or just cash out, take advantage of these low rates. You might want to cash out some money and buy some land. Whatever you want to do, you know, we have you covered right there. And if you've got good credit, we have some of the best rates that you'll find anywhere. The fastest closing times, and just a friendly staff that's going to answer the phone when you call. I mean, a human is going to answer the phone, not a robot, not some type of computer, but a human, a friendly person is going to answer the phone and take care of you. Now, on the other side here, you know, if you have a situation that you need some help with, let's say you need to cash in on some equity that you have in your home or land or automobile, any of those things. John, I need a loan. I need some help. My credit's not great. Been to the bank. They turned me down. Can you help me? We help a lot of people. If the loan makes sense, we apply common sense underwriting and decision making, and that's something a lot of companies do not do.
Amen.
It's not a computer making a decision for us. It's a human. It's John Williams. It's John Williams and staff. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's figure this out together. That's what we do. We're a real company, and we're local. So, you know, with all that being said, folks, if you need a loan, whether you want to buy a home, refinance one, whether your credit is perfect or on the bad side, or you just need to get a loan on your vehicle, maybe for some auto repairs, it doesn't matter. And if you've had some bad credit, that doesn't matter at all. We lend to people, not credit scores. So with that being said, make your next move your best move. Call MCS. That's our slogan. We're kind of fond of it. 567-9000 is the number, 567-9000. One more time, right here in Wetumpka, 567-9000. We're the company on top of the mountain, right across from City Hall, that big brick building up on top with the United States flag flying. Can't hardly miss us. Company NMLS number 232876, equal housing lender.
John? You keep doing what you're doing, making people happy and getting them to where they need to be.
I'll make you a deal. I will keep doing what I'm doing. You just keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
That is a deal, my friend. It's a good team. John, you have a great day.
You do the same. We'll talk tomorrow, sir.
Thanks. John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South. We do that drawing tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones and go to Steve. By the way, Steve, former MPD officer, training officer, police all around the United States. So, Steve, why do you think that the officer picked up her 9mm versus her 8-ounce taser?
Because she's a human being, and human beings make mistakes. And she's had hours and hours of training on the firing range, and she went through taser training. And she's supposed to keep the weapon on the strong side and the taser on the weak side. But for whatever reason, because she is a human being and human beings make mistakes, she grabbed the taser. And it's horrible, it's awful, but it is a mistake. And there's a recourse for that, just like with any other doctor. But now she's being tried. They're wanting everybody in the world to resign before it even goes to a grand jury, to let the grand jury look at it and see what happened and whether there should be criminal charges brought. But, I mean, this happens. It happens, Dan. I mean, it's just when you put weapons in the hands of human beings, they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's just like over in Prattville where the officer, he was attending a training. He goes out to the car on a break, and you're supposed to clear the weapon before you come back in, da-da-da-da-da, and he didn't do it. And then they're in there practicing, and he shoots another officer, kills him.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been years ago. But that happens, and it will continue to happen as long as you have the human element involved.
Let me bring up to you so they can hear it from somebody who knows. A police officer does not have a safety own on their weapon and holster. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't advise it because you've got like 1/1000th of a second, and now, and the way it's taught in most places is, if you have to think about it, you're already dead.
There you go.
And if you have to think about putting that safety, releasing it, putting it on, putting it off, you're already dead. So, but I just hope for the profession that we don't drive all the good people away, because if you make a mistake, not intentional act and not doing something that you shouldn't be doing, but you make an honest mistake, then you should be retrained, readdressed, but not hung out to dry like they're doing her. Have a good day, Dan.
Wait. How do you train, though? Do you do, somebody will tell me they do it, a quick draw drill, they'll say, gun. And you draw your gun. They say, taser. Draw your taser. They say, Viper. You draw your Viper. And, there. So you know where everything is on the belt, and you're getting that head-to-muscle memory of where things are. Is that the way you train?
That wasn't the way I trained them. But they may have started that, changed that, and that's good training. Situational training is the best training there is. But, I mean, it's like you put a tool belt on you, Dan, and, you put the hammer in the right place 1,000 times, and now you got something else in there, and you reach for it and look at it and say, man, I grabbed the wrong one.
Right.
Because you're human, and humans make mistakes. Have a good day, Dan.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you today?
Hey, just fine. Dan, like he just said, we don't want to drive off the good people. But the bad people need to learn from the good people. I have been stopped 3 times twice by the county, once by the city, about a warrant for in my name, but it wasn't me. And now each time I was stopped, I get out, and the officer will tell me I have a warrant for your arrest, and I tell him who I am. I give him my credentials. He says, put your hands on the tailgate of your truck, that's what I drive. He'll go back to his car, he'll run his my information, he'll come back and say, sorry, we got the wrong person. Then I called DT about it, and he said, well, their job is to do some street justice. And I said, what you mean by that? He said, they have a right to do everything that they're supposed to do, then they have a right to do your request. My request for them was to run my information, and they done it. And they did it on the street. We didn't have to go to court or anything. It was done right there on the street because they have a leniency of how they act and what to react to. And that's one thing I liked about Montgomery County Sheriff Department. I don't know who trains them. I don't know where they get them from. But they highly respected by me because all you got to do is do their command. He said, get out of your car, come back to the back tailgate, put your hands on the tailgate, stand there, sir. He went to his car. They run the information. They come back, so you can go. That's plain and simple.
Let me ask you this. How do they know that you had a warrant? Did you have them?
He had the same name. but he don't have the same address and his age don't fit my age.
So, did you give him the license and he came up with that?
Yes, I handed him my information. He goes back to his car, he runs it, comes back. This boy, way young, and you can go.
Good, I'm glad they questioned that.
But what DT did do, he sent me down to the city. It was a city warrant. So he sent me down to the city to get it straightened out because he said one day you might get stopped by someone having a bad day and may refuse to even do what you asked them to do, and they're going to bring you in. Then we got to turn around and release you after they bring you in. So, but he warned me not to go down there before he called. So he said, if you show up at that desk and tell him your name, he said, that warrant come up, you're going to jail.
Yeah, you are.
So he called down there and he spoke to some sergeant. It'd been years ago when he was living. Then when I got there, he said, now when you go there, ask that for him. And he'll know that you'll come to see him. You ain't got to tell him nothing else. Just said, you come to see Sergeant so-and-so. And they'll phone him, tell him he's having somebody downstairs. He'll come down there and he'll take you up there and straighten it. And we went upstairs, out on the computer, took all the information, one gone.
That's good.
So just do the right thing, people, when they stop you. Show them your information. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a ticket or you're going to walk.
Yeah.
Ticket or walk. If you know you've done wrong, you're going to get the ticket. But at least look for the walk.
Bingo. So when did you have the talk with Robert, little Robert?
Yesterday he had to fill in for me at a game. I had a game to call, but I ended up having to go to the hospital. My doctor, I went to my doctor because I was feeling bad. And I couldn't keep my balance. I was walking like I was drunk.
Oh, come on. Are you okay?
I went to him, and he had said, but we can run some tests on this, and we can run some tests on that. And he said, no. He said, we're not going to go through all these tests. He said, I'm going to send you straight over to Baptist East. Now let them run the tests. So I went over there, and they ran the tests. They done 2 CAT scans. They scanned my neck and all that, block arteries. They shot the dye in me and all that. And they come back, and they said, the only thing they can come up with, maybe an inner ear infection or vertigo.
Well, you got to take care of yourself, Robert.
Yeah, guys, I got to stay around. I mean, you got to stick around here.
We're going to go buy bread together again.
But once again, people, give them that piece of paper called license. Hand that to them first, like the other caller said. Hand that to them, and you ain't got to say anything else. Everything that they need to know is on that piece of paper. It got your address, it got your height, it got your weight, it got the color of your eyes, and your ethnic. Got even tell if you're black or white. Hand them that, and you ain't got to tell them anything else.
There you go, and tells you you're good looking too.
Yeah, so 9 times out of 10, they said, go on or hear your traffic sign.
Robert, always enjoy talking to you, my friend.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Yes, fam, coming back to you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe 5.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Yaz Fan. Yaz Fan, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How have you been? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm not sure how long it's been since I've had my Sweet Creek gotten that, but I figured Joey can check it out. 110 if I'm able to get in.
You are?
It's been a while. But
Well, he won the Morris Corporation's house, didn't he?
I did both.
Oh, you won both? Man, you're like, I'm taking you to Vegas.
I'll double check, Yaz.
All right, thank you. You know what's aggravating getting me is all these people that are saying, oh, he's so innocent, he's such a nice guy, and all these perfect. It's like, if you weren't, you know, if you were so pure, then why weren't you, you know, you obviously had to go to court, had a warrant out for your arrest, so that tells me you weren't all nice and innocent, you know? It's like, you know, they act like he was this law-abiding citizen doing his own thing, and then he got shot. You know,
that's exactly the way they play it. They just kind of, you know, he was there minding his own business, and they just shot him. No, that's not the story. That was my problem with Mudbug yesterday.
Yeah, George Floyd, he was really bad. Anyways, you know, and he got a record. I don't know about this guy if he had a record or not. You know, how like the record or not, but. You know, a lot of these people that were shot, you know, they were trying to get away, which is wrong, you know, and they did something wrong in the first place, which is, you know. So, you know, you abide by the rules and follow the rules, you know, follow the law, you don't have anything to problem. What do you worry about, you know?
Yeah, but it is, you know, I talked to several law enforcement people yesterday, and he knows what he did wrong. And, you know, the warrant was for failure to appear, but the failure to appear was because of using a weapon in a domestic-type situation. And so that he did not have ownership or didn't have a permit for. So, you know, but the officer didn't know that. He just knew it was failure to appear.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if he hadn't, you know, done what he did in the first place, he'd still be alive, you know. But, you know, I mean, I understand. I feel sorry for the family, you know, because, you know, their loved one is no longer here. But at the same token, you know, it's, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Anyway, that's why I just want to put my two cents in, so. But I'm glad you're back, and glad you're healthy, and hopefully your surgery goes great, and I'll be praying for you.
Thank you, yes, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we're going, man.
You too. Ben Crump. The floating attorney, whether it's Derek Chauvin or Dante Rice or Jacob Blake, he seems to be everywhere. Ben Crump on Derek Chauvin trial first.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump joins us now. As we mentioned, he represents George Floyd's family and Dante Wright's family as well. Good morning, Ben. I want to start with the testimony that we heard yesterday. You know, we heard that expert say, use the words resting comfortably. He was certainly called on that. What he said is that the restraints were justified. That's the exact opposite of what the prosecutor said last week. And at one point he said police don't have to fight fair. What did you make of his testimony yesterday?
I thought it was a desperate attempt to distract us. We all saw Gail, George Floyd face down, handcuffed, posing no threat to those officers. What he was trying to do was to breathe. He was trying to extend his life. And if that is a resisting arrest, I guess we all do that, Gail. We all want to extend life. That's all George Floyd desperately was trying to do, was take another breath.
Mr. Crump, the judge says that closing arguments are expected next week, so I suppose it's not too soon to start talking about how the case is going and what you think the conclusion will be. We should remind people that you and your team need 12 jurors to vote guilty to get a conviction here. The defense only needs one to say no, not guilty. With that in mind, how do you think things are going?
Well, I think Attorney General Keith Ellison and his team of prosecutors are making a very compelling case why Derek Chauvin should be held criminally liable for killing George Floyd. But as I've said before, I've been a civil rights attorney for the balance of my professional career, but I've been black all my life. And I know we can never, ever take for granted in America that a police officer will be held accountable for killing a black person unjustly, no matter how much evidence we have.
If that's your beginning point, that can be a problem there. Let me go to a break. Soulja Boy coming back to you after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a nice string of warm, storm-free days. Now, big changes are on the way. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by this afternoon and tonight. High in the upper 70s, low tonight around 57. Tomorrow, a lot cooler with a high around 71. Friday's high only in the upper 60s after a morning low in the 40s. Risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time just about every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even a small chance Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, how say you today, my friend?
Doing great. Ready for some rain to come in about an hour, it looks like.
Yes, there you go.
Getting ready for it to hunker down. Get some good house cleaning done, tell you the truth, that way. I wanted to talk about, you know, the Chavez case?
Yep.
Okay. And I'd like to, unlike the president who says he believes in truths and not facts, I'd like to deal with strictly facts. The autopsy came out that he had two to three times the deadly amount of fentanyl to kill a human being. Fact. That was the autopsy results. A contributing factor, I think, to his death. I watched a video that was released, not by, of course, our criminal justice system, but foreigners across the pond, that I noticed that he's saying he can't breathe before he's even handcuffed. While he's trying to put him in the car, he's saying he can't breathe. So what he has done is taken that fentanyl, got caught with it, and is trying to swallow the evidence so the cops don't see it. Because that's how the fentanyl got into his system, that much. So he must have swallowed a lot. Okay, contributing factor. The city is, city's mayor is Democrat. The city council is made up of 100% Democrat. The police chief is a liberal Democrat. But then the facts come out that they had been teaching that particular technique of the knee over the neck at the police academy for the last 10, 12 years.
Right.
So if that's true, and the police chief and the police works for the mayor could have had police reform and said, you know what? I don't like this technique. We're not going to use it. Why is that? One of the reasons he may not? Because nobody's ever been fatally died from that particular, you know, position or technique. And that's why they'd been using it for almost 12 years. Nobody has been fatally connected to a death with that particular technique. Then also, too, I read in the autopsy, when they reported on the autopsy, that he did not have a crushed larynx? Is that the term correct?
Right, he did not have that.
And that's right. So, you know, attributing, if anybody has any causation, was he not doing what he was taught, what was allowed by the city council?
what the mayor and the city allowed, the technique he used?
Well, here's what they now have boiled this down to, and that is that the technique was in the manual. I looked it up when it first happened, and you could read about it. The difficulty is once he is cuffed, once he's on the ground, he kept doing it, and that's where they had the problem.
Okay. Well, I certainly agree. So, really, the case is the process was not correct that he used.
Once he was handcuffed and was immobilized, then he should have stopped there.
Right. Because he's complaining clearly in the video that he can't breathe while he's standing up before he even had cuffs on.
Yeah, but let me tell you, when you talk to a police officer, every police officer will tell you that the suspect always says, cuffs too tight, something's wrong with what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. You're right on that. But it's just interesting that the physical evidence doesn't show a crushed larynx 2-3 times the deadly lethal amount of fentanyl in his system. And I think the city, well, I guess they already paid up money, didn't they, for their, but why was this allowed in the manual in the first place? So, the technique's all right, is okay, but you just can't have handcuffs?
Well, it is a okay procedure to use to subdue somebody. Once they've been subdued, then you're moving to a different level.
Okay, are they shooting too high and trying to grab too high of the fruit in the degree that they're trying to find him guilty? Because sometimes you can shoot too high.
Yeah, no, I spoke to somebody who's a former prosecutor, and they said that he felt that they were lost until they brought in the third degree. When they brought in the third degree, he said that's where Chauvin's going to get the problem.
That's felony murder, so somebody dies while you commit a felony, and he did maybe the choke too long.
Right, you were assisting in some way.
Right.
And another interesting fact, too, is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I've heard this from several sources, that's why I'm starting to believe it, that the two of them knew each other personally because they were bouncers in a bar.
That is a story that was out a long time ago.
Right.
I assume that's going to show up in court somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to figure that's going to show up somehow up in court, that's going to be a cause. So what are they going for now? Second-degree homicide? I mean, what are they trying? Premeditated? I mean, it can't be premeditated. You can't prove intent.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, premeditated, which was first degree was in there. Third degree was added at the very end.
Talk about appeasing the mob. First degree murder, that means I woke up that morning with the intention
to kill somebody.
To kill, exactly. And particularly kill him, that individual. And I had the intention I was going to kill somebody that day. That's kind of grabbing the fruit fruit that's a little too high without a good ladder.
Yeah, but one correction on that. It's not necessarily kill that person.
Right.
It's that you're going to kill that guy.
You're going to kill any person, right? You're going to kill.
Yeah, that's why a serial killer is charged with first degree.
So do you think now that they lower it, they're going to get it unanimous?
I don't know. I think that the third degree is a much easier fit, from what I understand from talking to an attorney, from a prosecutor. That's a much easier fit. He, before the third degree was brought in, and the third degree was, remember, what's his name? Ellison took out the third degree, and then he put it back in. When he had taken it out, my person said, that's going to be a hard case to prove.
Right. So what are they charging him now? Third degree? Manslaughter?
Well, they have several charges they can do. Third degree is one of them.
Because in order to appease, you got to go for some low fruit that you think you've got a 100% chance of getting that jury.
Yeah, and what happens is, and this is my guy who's a prosecutor, said, what happens is a prosecutor will get overzealous, and he wants to bank this thing and make a big point, and he overcharges. And then the jury doesn't see it the same way because you have a good defense attorney who's studying the law and giving the jury the law. What you think a guy should get and what the law says can be two different things.
I had a friend of mine who was a prosecutor. He said, you should only charge with what you think you can prove. Don't be going too high, that high-hanging fruit, he says, because then you're going to get nothing but a hung jury.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's going to be interesting. When do you think we'll hear something?
Well, believe it or not, what they were talking about yesterday is that we may know this in 3 weeks.
Do you think that's long or fast?
That's including deliberation.
Now, is the jury it being sequestered every night?
They're not.
They're not. So they're allowed to go home.
Correct.
What do you think about that? I got mixed emotions about that.
Well, you know, considering the Dante White thing, that's...
That didn't help.
that didn't help.
Exactly. And you know, something's kind of... I noticed that you had that, your Steve, the former police officer, and I understand the weak side and you cross over when you grab your taser, but and she was also, at that particular moment, doing a training with the officers that she was riding double with.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a trainer with 26 years experience. Let me ask, I mean, I know it's a gross accident, but does something sound fishy with 26 years of experience? I mean, that'd be different if I had a person with less than 4 years on the road.
Well, that's why I asked Steve, and when Steve says you got caught up in the moment, the adrenaline starts running, and you're not. I mean, to me, when I pick up a 9mm, that let's say a Glock 12 or to 15 platform, you know you've got a pistol in your hand
because
it weighs about 2¾ to 3.5 pounds, depending on what type of ammo you have in there. That's very different than a taser.
And the holster's different, too, because your Glock or your 9mm have a breakaway holster, so somebody from behind cannot just grab it and use it on yourself. You got to break it forward and to draw, whereas a taser just comes straight up.
Right.
So there's a big difference. There's a reason why, like Steve was saying, too, your weak side is always where your taser is. You always train yourself to cross over to use that taser, but you're totally right. The weight must be like twice as heavy.
Oh,
but it's not three times.
Right.
Yeah, and I would feel so much safer even after this incident with people with 26 years experience on the road than somebody with less than four.
Yeah, that was the baffling thing to me. I mean, I would think that she would have muscle memory, and from what I understand, what happens. And I should have had asked Steve this, is that when you're in a situation and somebody is resisting arrest, you had the belt, you had the buckle over the weapon. And so one of the first things you're doing is you're clearing your weapon so you have easy access to it. So she probably had to clear the weapon, pull that latch up so she can pull it out versus pulling over to the side, and when you look at her in the body cam, the gun is right in front of her. I mean, to me, it is clear as a bell. That's not a taser. That's a gun. That's a pistol.
And what was going on based on that video did not justify the presentation of deadly force.
Right. And, I mean, she's saying taser, taser, taser.
Right.
Which means basically back off. I'm about to taser this guy. I don't want to hit you.
And also letting that person, the defendant, know, too, once I hear the word taser... I'm going to get a hit. I'm going to completely stop resisting, and not get to that. Because that's why they say it taser, taser, taser 3 times, because it gives you a chance to back off. Because you're about... I'm telling you that I'm going to fire a taser at you, and even at close range like that. But, it's just some things are a little shady, and
And let me tell you again, the thing that was the most onerous to me is that 26 years of experience is a lot of experience. I mean, I had several officers that I talked to from after the show yesterday, and they said 26 years is a lot of experience, and you have a lot of built-in muscle memory from that.
Let me ask you, would the narrative have changed had that person been a person of color?
No, I think it would have been brutality of police shooting an unarmed black man.
So, in other words, they wouldn't have seen the pigment of his skin. All they would have seen is a blue uniform, correct?
Yeah, that's the new thing. I mean, if you're a white police officer shooting an unarmed black male, you better be ready. But that's now passed down to anybody wearing a blue uniform.
I noticed, and I watched last night, too, that was it 97 police officers have been killed in the line of duty so far this year?
I thought it was 100, but I'll go with that.
That's close. 9,700, yeah. How many, and I didn't catch the number, it was less than double digits, of people, of individuals of color had been shot and killed by police officers so far this year?
Did not see that part.
Okay, I think they said six or seven. So the numbers are, they're trying to paint this thing like, if you're a person of color and you go out your front door, you're going to be hunted down by the police and shot. That's the narrative they're pushing, right?
Yeah, I mean, they do this thing that if you're a black male,
yeah,
the odds of you dying during a stop are high, and that just is not true.
And what's so sad about it is, I think in the minority communities and in the churches, that's being sold. Well, how would they think that
it's something that is repeated a lot.
Right, exactly. It's got to be repeated to a point where, like the old saying, you repeat a lie long enough, people start to believe it.
And you're going
to
hear Gayle King and Ben Crump talk about that in just a little bit.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call today.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Let me go to a break. Plenty of time for St. James coming up next.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Come on! 272-9228, rain's going to be coming in, and then getting out of here pretty quick. Gotta go pick up Benjamin at NBA. Let's go to the phones. Go to St. James. St. James, how are you today?
I'm good, Dan. How about yourself?
Pretty good. What's up?
Not a whole lot. I ain't got much. I don't have too long. I just can get off from work. I want to share with you a video I saw this morning. I don't know how credible it was, but I think it was on YouTube. Might have been Facebook. We had a pullover, white suspect in a black truck, and I had two officers with the guns drawn. And this suspect had a gun, pistol in the cab. And I think he even had his hands on the gun. And these officers, mind you, all three are white. They're begging this man to get out of the vehicle. And he kept talking about, you got no right, I have constitutional rights. And I mean, they were pleading with this man to get out of the vehicle. And it went off without the conclusion. But like I said, I don't know how credible it was. And I don't know, Dan. I just don't understand. I just, like I asked the question the other day, Monday, what could George Floyd have possibly done if they just sat him up on the tire, by the tire, and let him live? My guess is after like 2 minutes or less, he would have been glad to comply.
Well,
I don't understand that.
I'm with you. When you go through, and I've looked at the A to Z part of it. Most people don't realize that Chauvin comes in light. He's not there the very initial piece of this. Yeah. He comes in light. Yeah. And it's kind of, I hate to say this, this is Dan's observation, but he comes in like Macho Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, he does.
He comes in like Macho Man, and he's going to show these young rookies how to do this.
Right.
And exactly. That's what that told me everything I need to know right there.
And it shows on his face. It shows on his posture and composure with his left hand in his pocket, his jack boot off the ground, and his pressure. I tell you what, for the likes of Soulja Boy and others, let's do a George Floyd challenge. Get your loved one to put their knee and weight on your neck and put some pressure on it and just see how long you can survive that. See if you will squirm for some air. You remember the old commercial, not commercial, but the information public service announcement about American Lung Association? When you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else matters. And believe you, I know what it feels like to not be able to breathe. I used to have asthma. I mean, it's senseless the way these people come on the radio and try to justify this stuff. It just beguiles me. But anyway, Dan, have a good one.
Thanks. That's what we have a court session for. Tyga, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, I got to say, I want to correct one thing. It looked to me like that officer had a Glock 22. There's no safety at all on a Glock 22. So when you were saying, was the safety on, was safety off, there's no safety on that pistol.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that pistol. I was saying that to a trainer, do most officers have safety on? And the answer...
Well, let me answer that for you.
Just hang on. And the answer is no, they don't. That's what I'm trying to...
Right. Well, let me answer that for you. Because it depends on the pistol. Like for the DOC, it was a 40 cal. And I think that's the same for most state. It's the Glock 20, 40. There's no safety on it. So just to answer that question. And also, my issue that I'm concerned with was what's up with an air freshener probable cause stop anyway?
Well, first of all, that is incorrect. The only way you know that is because that was the telephone call from the son to the mother.
What was the probable cause reason for the stop?
No, the cause of the stop was an invalid tag.
So it was an invalid tag?
Right, an expired tag.
So that's what he got cited for.
That's what he was stopped for.
Okay, if that's a lot different than an air freshener.
Yeah, it's a big difference. But the reason you said air freshener, because that's what he told his mother.
Well, Dan, I'll do some research on that, and if that's the case, that is different. But nonetheless,
please do some research on it.
Okay, but if that's the probable cause reason for the stop, that's a lot different. But my issue is, like the rear seatbelt law and all that stuff in Alabama, when we give the government all this authority, we're taking away our own freedom. You know, because we don't want to live in a totalitarian police state. You know, at least
Yeah, I agree with that. But as a matter of fact, when Joey gets off the phone, I'll get him to pull. The mayor actually says the that the cause of the stop was for expired tag. The mayor of the city. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's the main issue I had, was because I think that that's the reason. You know, I've been black my whole life, so I've had my share of involvement with law enforcement pretty much since I was about 15 years old. But I've been on the other side. You know, I've been on the other side of law enforcement, too. And I know that that's the reality that we have to face. But, yeah, that's the biggest problem, is the reasons for these stops. And until we look into the reasons for the stops, I don't think that we're going to be able to come up with any comprehensive way to try to address it.
Well, let me, Joey, if you go to yesterday's cuts, it's the mayor talking to Gail King. And let me pull this up for Tiger. It's number two, I believe. Listen in.
I'll just say this as a layperson, you know, and I don't know much about guns, but on the tape, it sure didn't look like a gun. Do you think that she should lose her job? Should she be fired?
You know, we're right now assessing what we're going to do, what actions we're going to take next. You know, in any other line of work, if you kill someone in any other line of work, you are at the very least going to lose your job. And so my position has been that, you know, I do believe that the officer should be fired. I do believe she should lose her job.
My thoughts are certainly with the Wright family, who at this time, very difficult and painful time, are calling for peace and they're calling for justice. What does justice look like for the Wright family to you?
Well, Gail, what I can say after my conversation with Mr. Wright's father is that justice looks like full accountability under the law. There's going to be a process where the officer is going to be in court and is going to go through the legal system to determine guilt or innocence.
Your message to your city today is what?
We want everybody to stay home. We're going to make sure that we get to the bottom of this case. We're going to make sure that justice is done. We do also are going to protect people's rights to gather peacefully. Mm-hmm. There are a number of people who are demonstrating, and that is part of change. But just everybody know that we're working hard to make sure that we're keeping the community safe and making sure that justice ultimately is delivered.
Tiger, I think it's in the first part of that cut. I can play it next hour for you.
I didn't hear it.
I just said that.
Yeah,
I was in the first part of the cut.
Right. But let me just say this. That's a big issue, is the reason for the stop in the first place.
Yeah, so I'll play for it. I'll find it.
But I'm glad that you're keying in on it.
Yeah.
And I like what you said about what's going on in the other case in Minnesota, because there's no excuse for that. I've been involved in more use of force incidents that I could count. And that's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen, especially not to even render aid. You know, so you're right on with that one.
Tiger, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
All right, my brother.
Take care. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
That's our news on Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress.